Pacific Mornings.
Current crisis, revolution. What does it say? What does it mean?
Just a little bit of a beautiful new documentary called Ophir, which tells the story of Bougainville through the stories of its people. The film tells the story of the Bougainvillean people and their hope for peace, their work for freedom, and protecting their Indigenous culture. The documentary was first screened this year at the Tahiti Film Festival, and it took out their top prize. Olivia Paulet is the co-author and co-director of this feature film. And he spoke with ABC's Marla Damati earlier this morning about the win and the film.
My name is Olivier Paulet, and I'm a filmmaker. I'm the co-director and co-producer of the film Ophir.
White Man Bible he brought. Munkus, prime land he owned. Now white man prime land he owns, while Munkus Bible he has.
Now, firstly, you've had some time to process your win. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. It was exceptional. I'm feeling really jet-lagged because it's obviously, you know, as bad as it can because I'm based in the UK. So I used to live in Australia before. But, I'm still processing the win and also the extraordinary exchanges that and connections that we made during the festival. Because it was quite special, yeah. Especially as it was the first time that the film was screened, it premiered there. Because it was important to show this story first in the Pacific before it can hopefully travel elsewhere. And so, yeah, I'm feeling really, really good.
That's fantastic. Now, why did you decide to tell the story in your documentary?
Well, because I think it's one of the great stories of the world. Not many people have actually heard of what occurred on Bougainville, but I've been working in Papua New Guinea for over 10 years now. That's when I started making films there. And I think that the story of Bougainville is extraordinary in so many ways. It's in this tiny little island, you have, for me, the story of the world that is at play. And you have the story of an extraordinary revolution, Indigenous revolution, that very few people know about. And also the story of a really colonial war, really, that occurred, where, you know, no one really agrees on the numbers, but up to 10% of the population disappeared. And if you compare that to, say, you know, my own country, France, you know, it would be 6 million people. So, and with most people living as refugees, et cetera, for over 10 years. And so it's a really interesting story in many different ways, especially what's occurred before and what is currently happening as well on the island with, you know, that is now on the path of becoming the world's newest country, hopefully, for them, because they've been, it's something that they've been fighting for a very long time. And 98% of the people voted in a consultative referendum in December. So it's a timely story.
Absolutely. Now, yeah. In speaking about that, when you were filming and during the process, was independence or the vote for independence, was that a major theme in the people that you spoke to?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't focus on the referendum per se because we wanted the film, to be an experience of what colonialism is. We wanted to go much deeper than what usually, you know, people do because they lack the time to do it. And so we were completely free in that way. So that's why we took many years to make this film. Between the beginning and the end now, it has been 7 years. And I think what's special about the approach we had in this film is that we wanted to give a platform to people to express themselves in with entire freedom, you know, and the entire freedom, giving entire freedom to people means that, you know, they can express themselves in the language they want, you know, they can express themselves in any kind of way that they actually want with any stories that they want. And so this way, people really opened up and we ended up having way too much. I mean, it was an extraordinary experience, but it's also because it's much needed. Very few people actually travel to the remote communities of Bougainville. There is, I'm reading the media right now. It's always the same people that are telling exactly the same story, not just about the past, but about the present. And it's very few people that are telling you that story. And so that's why it took us so long, because not just making it because it's a film that's made in with very remote communities at times, but it's also a film that doesn't feature the usual faces that you see on most news. Yeah, in most news.
Now, you said that it took around 7 years to complete the documentary. In your mind, what were some of the most significant experiences filming in and around Bougainville?
Well, I think, it's filming is about listening. It's about, in a way, we are just creative translators of stories that people confined, that people give us. And for me, it's hard to, retain one single moment. It's just the fact that with a camera in those communities, a lot of people really wanted to express where they lived because no one actually goes out there to document it. And it's a great shame. There should be a lot of people that take an interest into what's occurring and what occurred, so as to challenge the official narratives that is often pushed everywhere. I think it's there's also, personally, there were extremely emotional moments where I remember very clearly someone who used to be a child soldier. And who, as a teenager, just joined the BRA, and who's now living really well, in the mountains. And when you heard, as we're going, in a very remote place, in the mountains behind Panguna, you need to trek, up to between 6 and 12 hours to reach his village. And that man, when he heard that we're actually around, raced towards us and broke down in front of us, because you could tell that, the stories that were told in the city centers, which is a story of, everyone wants the mine to reopen, and, Bougainville is desperate economically, and all this kind of story is a story that is very different, in the remote villages, because that's not what you hear. And that man breaking down, I will never forget it. And I think, with collecting this kind of stories comes, a great responsibility as well, to try to depict that experience, not just accurately, but also help it so that people can connect and hopefully understand a bit better what's currently at play. I think that will stay with me forever.
Why are stories like this, like the one in Bougainville, so important to tell, and not only to the Pacific, but to the world in whole?
Because I think that's a very good, question. It's just the experience of Bougainville is experienced everywhere in the world today, by indigenous communities in absolutely every single country. It's exactly the same story. It's very powerful corporate interests that actually repressing and suppressing identities and cultures. And you have all these great speeches that were made, for example, at the Academy Awards recently by very big actors, and they're talking about a reality. It's absolutely every single day. And so that's the, if it was happening in our own backyards, when we are living in centers of powers, for example, I live, not too far from London, which is one of the great colonial centers of the world. We live in a bubble, really, about what the experience of indigenous people, the world that they live in, and the violence as well that they have to deal with every single day. And I think, it's... I think you have to see the film, because I think it's a film that can resonate. And it's about Bougainville, but it's also not about Bougainville. It's a film that has great potential to go beyond and reach many people in maybe in unexpected places, because it's about experience. And when you open up about experience, I think the audience can actually learn something that or may actually be surprised by what they hear. And as I said, I think what occurred in Bougainville is the story of the world, with exactly the same forces that we see at play all around the world at the moment. and other, you know, talking about, you know, the all the effect it has between the relationship between man and land, a man and the environment, with climate change, all this kind of things, you know, that are every day in our news. But very rarely we have the people that are the masters of their own history, indigenous people, actually telling it in their own words.